With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. AAA says it's got some 122 million Americans predicted to travel 50 miles or more through New Year's Day. That's up about 2% from what it was last year, with a record 8.03 million flying, to be quite precise. That marks the first time that the year-end travelers top 8 million in general. President Trump is delivering a new warning to Venezuela's president. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Flanked by his top national security aides, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, President Trump unveiled plans for a new Navy battleship. But with a two-pronged campaign targeting alleged drug boats and now sanctioned oil tankers well underway, reporters asked about his intentions toward Venezuela and its President Nicolas Maduro.
If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
Trump's threat came as the U.S. Coast Guard chased one of those tankers the Trump administration describes as part of a dark fleet Venezuela's using to evade U.S. sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the president talking once again about the U.S. taking over Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Greenland is a territory belonging to Denmark, but the president says the U.S. needs it, and he hasn't ruled out military force to take control of it.
If you take a look at Greenland, you look up and down the coast, you have Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need it for national security. We have to have it.
Over the weekend, he announced the appointment of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland. In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The NFL has banned Steelers receiver DK Metcalf for two games without pay. That's after he initiated a physical confrontation with a fan at Ford Field in a game on Sunday. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts. The details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by two Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildmom Delfont says, quote, "Our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses." Michael Harrington reporting.
New South Wales plans to ban the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols after the Bondi Beach shooting left 15 people dead. The proposal includes fines and up to 2 years in prison. Premier Chris Minns says slogans like "globalize the intifada" would also be outlawed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that Australia will broaden the hate speech laws and increase penalties, saying the country simply will not let extremists divide it. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The government's latest update on the U.S. economy shows it expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter. Both consumer and government spending grew. Federal regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. This gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. The Wegovy pill is expected to be available within weeks. Novo Nordisk shares jumped more than 7% overnight. Looking to secure our skies against prying eyes, the Federal Communications Commission is banning new foreign-made drones. Chinese drones are of particular concern. Again, touching new records, the price of gold. The precious metal has hit $4,523 an ounce. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.